क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम पुरुषोत्तम कुमार प्रभु. इट इज सेड दैट लॉर्ड कृष्णा स्पोक भगवद गीता अंडर अ बनियन ट्री व्हिच इज स्टिल प्रेजेंट एट ज्योतिसर नियर कुरुक्षेत्र. द ट्री इज अबाउट 5000 ईयर्स ओल्ड. कैन यू प्लीज टेल मी इफ दिस क्लेम इज ट्रू और नॉट. आंसर यस. श्री प्रभुपाद डिड से दैट ज्योतिसर इज दैट कुरुक्षेत्र वॉज द प्लेस वेर लॉर्ड कृष्णा स्पोक द भगवद गीता. And Jyotisar has been traditionally recognized as the place where the Bhagavad Gita was spoken. The banyan tree marks that place. And it is a sacred pilgrimage place. So, generally speaking, it is difficult to have any historiographical tradition which can which may be acceptable for mundane scholars, but the, for example, Vrindavan, there are certain footprints which are said to be imprinted by Krishna, and similarly in many of the holy places there are artifacts or relics which date back to very ancient times. So the attempt to prove them historically requires substantial research, and Dutakarma Prabhu, who is ISKCON's leading scientist, he has done significant things in this direction. So for example, he has talked about how the Goswamis had a indigenous historical tradition, indigenous archaeological tradition by which they rediscovered many of the deities that had been lost for a long time. So, in general, the material methods can extend only for so long in history. And beyond that, we just come across a mist where we can't see anything clearly, or we come across total darkness, because the mundane historical methods depend on a lot of circumstantial evidence which is unreliable. So yes, as far as the specific claim is concerned, because the tradition has considered Kurukshetra and Jyotisar to be the place where Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, so we can say that it is indeed true. And maybe in future, historical research by some unbiased researchers will confirm this finding. Thank you.